Blog Talk Radio. At this time, we would like to welcome you to Spiritual Talk Radio. This program is here to educate, encourage, and empower you, and we do this by providing you spiritual teaching and free readings from psychic medium Michael and his guests. Check out www.spiritualtalkradio.net to see all that has taken place here already and all that is ahead. We would like to encourage you to be a part of the program by calling in at 1-347-327-9316. Our lines will open later on in the program, and you will be notified by Michael when this happens. Now sit back, relax, and let's see what Spirit has in store for you and I today on Spiritual Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope it's super duper wherever you are. And it's raining outside where I'm at, but it's sunny on the inside of me, and that's all that really matters. And hopefully it's sunny on the inside of you as well. And I do appreciate you tuning in today. If you would like to be a part of the program, you would like to talk to me, hopefully, your call number is 347-327-9316 is the call-in number to this program. That number does not change. You might want to write it down for handy reference. 347-327-9316. We are going to be taking your calls here shortly. I would remind you, please only ask one question per caller. We do have several callers already, and I expect more here in a little bit. So please keep your questions to one question per caller. If you would like to have more information with me, I would love to do that for you. I just don't have time to do full readings on air, and hopefully you understand that. I don't try to make anybody mad or upset. I don't want to do that, but hopefully you understand that these are just sample readings, and I usually have a lot more information to give you than what I give you on air anyhow. So you might think about setting up a full reading with me. You can do that by visiting my website at www.insightswithmichael.com. That is www.insightswithmichael.com. It's where you can set up readings, learn about me, and all that kind of stuff over there. The official website for this show is www.spiritualtalkradio.net. And over there, you'll see the calendar of guests that are coming up in August. Man, we have some awesome, awesome off-the-hook people lined up be on with us in August. One of them is coming up. He is known as the Psychic Cowboy. His name is Steve Spurr. He will be with us on Monday, and then on and on and on and on. And so I'm excited about what Spirit's doing, not just in this program, but in my life and in your life, and that's what all matters, right? The card for the show comes from my Gaia deck today. And it is the search card. The bottom of the card has three words. The three words on the bottom of the card: feeling lost, confused, and lonely. Raise your hand if you're feeling that way right now. A lot of people are feeling lost, confused, lonely. We're going to be talking about change today throughout the program. Along with your calls, steps for change. Right now, I am going through a major change. For some of you, a lot of you know this, and some of you might not know this. My mom is now in a nursing facility, and that's a big change, not having her hair in the house. And so me and my dad are adjusting, but we're going through stages and we're going through things, and maybe you're going through changes too. And so we're going to be talking about steps on change and how to deal with it better, okay? So we're going to be talking about that as we go through. So if you're feeling lost, confused, and lonely today, know that this is just a season, that this too shall pass. You know, the one thing that I'm trying to learn in my life is seasons. You know, we go through seasons of our lives. You know, right now, I'm dealing with aging parents. Maybe you're dealing with aging parents as well. And so, you know, we're going through change. You know, Sharon, which used to man the phones here along with Rose at times, she just lost her mother in just the last week. She's going through a change, an adjustment. And Sharon, if you're listening to this program, our prayers and our thoughts are with you at this time. And if you need us, you know how to reach out to us. All right. Let's go ahead and open with prayer, I guess. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for your love that surrounds us and envelops us, and just we thank you for it. Father, Mother, God, I don't know what I would do right now without the knowing that you're with me, that you're going to help me through this transition in my life, this change in my life. And Father, Mother, God, I thank you for that. I thank you for that knowing that has always been a part of my life, just knowing that you're with me. You never leave me, never forsake me. You're always right here because you're inside of me. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for that knowledge. And I thank you for this program. And I thank you for moving us into August. And I thank you for what you're going to do through this program and through me as we move forward. Father, Mother, God, let us be the change that we want to see in the world today. Father, Mother, God, I thank you for the people that are listening to my voice right now, live, and the people that will listen to this program archive, which are many. Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for them. And Father, Mother, God, I thank you that you are touching their lives in this now moment. Whatever now moment this is, you are touching them. I know that without a doubt in my mind. And Father, Mother, God, meet their needs physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, whatever needs they have, help them. And Father, Mother, God, right now, I just feel a lot of people that are listening to my voice right now are feeling a little lonely today, are feeling a little lost today. Guide us and direct us. Show us the way. Because we need your help. You said to ask, and we shall receive. So today, we're asking for help, and we believe that we're going to get it. Surround us right now with that white light of the Holy Spirit, and we say namaste, and we say amen. All right, we're going to go ahead and put on an opening song, and we'll be right back with your calls, 347-327-9316. If you're new to Blog Talk or you're new to my program, welcome. And also let you know that if you do call in here, you do need to push your 1. Otherwise, you just sit there, and I never know you want to talk to me, okay? So be sure that when you do call in here that you do push your 1, all right? Then you get to talk to Rose, and Rose helps me out a whole lot, and I appreciate her. Rose, thank you for being here with us today. And namaste to you, my friend, and namaste to all of you. So we'll be right back after this song. And you can sing along. Most of you know this song. We've played it a lot. It's called Hallelujah. We'll be right back.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Yogi Bhajan called it a
Hallelujah.
a kriya for self-hypnosis to hypnotize you into self-love. Unconditional self-love. And where there's love, there's no fear. And when there's no fear, there's no anger. Hypnotize yourself into that relationship with yourself now.
Okay, hopefully you guys can hear me. Rose was telling me that there were some problems with sound. I'm not sure why, but we're going to go ahead and try to take some calls here. And Donna, you're on air with us. Hopefully you can hear me. Bye.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Just wanted to ask you about a man named Cameron. Just wondering if and when you see him contacting me again.
Okay. Cameron is his name? Is that correct? Okay. I'm going to be quiet for just a second here while I tap into this. Could you say your name out loud, your first name, please?
Donna.
Donna, thank you. Okay. You should hear from him. It looks like pretty quick. I would say in a couple of weeks here. So I would say looks like about mid-August here where you would hear from him. Now, is this a relationship that has started or is in the process? Because I feel like it's in the process.
I guess in the process, yes.
Okay. All right, yeah. I would say about, and it's like he's not, the one thing I keep seeing right now is that he is just not stepping up where the communication field is in play here. Does that make sense to you? It just feels like that he's not communicating as much as you would want him to. Does that make sense?
Yes, like we kind of had a bit of a falling out, I guess, in mid-June, and I haven't heard from him. So I just was wondering whether I would actually hear from him again or...
Yeah, I do feel like that you will hear from him again. You know, I feel like that, you know, this relationship can be fixed. This can be resolved. But it's going to take both of you communicating, and a lot of it's him not communicating, not being upfront about some things that he needs to be upfront about. And things like that, but, you know, I definitely feel like that it can be fixed, you know, if he takes the steps to do that, and he's going to have to take those steps, but I really feel like that there should be a phone call here, looks like to me, about mid-August, okay?
Do you see us staying in touch with each other?
I do feel like you guys, will stay in touch with each other. And like I said, I do feel like that this can build into something else, but it's going to take some work. Okay?
Thank you. I appreciate that. It gives me some hope.
Yeah. And hang in there. And, you know, and Donna, there's always hope. Even if this doesn't work out with him, you know, the way that you would want it or see it, I will tell you that there is a possibility of somebody else popping in the picture here, looks like about October, if this is not, you know, working out. So you're not going to be alone. A lot of times we think, oh, my gosh, I'm going to be alone. And you know, we go into that place of fear and depression and all that stuff. I don't see that for you. So if this doesn't work out with him the way, you know, in a relationship that you want, then there is, looks like, somebody popping in here, looks like about September. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Do you see
Donna.
Cam and I seeing each other at all, like spending any time together?
I don't see that right now, and I have about a year window here, and I don't see a face-to-face in a year, but that doesn't mean that it's not there. It just means I'm not seeing it right now. That's all that means.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
No problem. I wanted to be clear on that because, you know, because what's going on right now, guys, is I'm reading in this now moment. And so what I tell you is what I'm seeing in this now moment. That now moment can change in an instant. And I want you to know that because how I read is I read in this now moment. And so what I'm telling you is what Spirit is showing me right now. That doesn't mean that, you know, with this guy, doesn't mean that there won't be a face-to-face meeting before a year. But right now, I'm just seeing, I don't see it for you. That's all I'm seeing at the moment. All right? Amy, I appreciate you so much for calling in today. Hi.
Hello, Michael.
How can I help you today?
Well, I'm calling to see if you feel, I had a job interview, on July 30th,
okay.
And I'm calling to see, if you think that I'll get this job.
The answer to that is yes. That didn't take very long. I was waiting for sure. My spirit guide is funny sometimes, and he kept showing me a green light. A single, you know, green, yellow, and red, and the green wasn't totally green yet, and so I was waiting for that to go totally green, and definitely see that for you. You should hear something from them Looks like by Wednesday of this coming week.
Okay, because there was a lot of candidates for the position, so that's
That doesn't matter. Spirit wants you there. Spirit will put you there. It doesn't matter if there's millions of people. And I know right now, you know, a lot of people will tell you this. You go out and put an application in, there are lots of people. You know, the job market is flooded right now. But that does not mean that you're not qualified for this job, which you are, and you're the right fit, and they're going to see that. And what I want you to do, Amy, is I want you to see that, okay? I can see that all day long for you, but until you see it, it's not going to work. You understand? So I want you to manifest yourself going to that job, doing that job, you know, until you hear from them, which should be Wednesday, okay?
Okay.
And so I want you, you know, because right now you're a little discouraged. I can hear it in your voice. And you can feel it in your spirit a little bit. So don't get discouraged, okay? See that you have this. You're very qualified. I don't care if there was thousands of people in there. You are qualified, okay? And I want you to see that. I feel you lack a little bit of self-esteem. I think we all do in some areas. But just work on that and just manifest yourself there, because everything inside of me is telling me you have this job.
Okay.
Okay. I appreciate you calling in.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Amy. Bye-bye. Okay, 256, if you're listening to me, we are doing our very best to try to get you on air, but there's a lot of noise. That's what Rose is reporting to me. So 256, could you please take care of the noise problem, and we'll try to get you on air with us, okay? Meanwhile, let's move on down to Don in New York. Hi, Don.
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm good. How can I help you?
Number one, I'm sorry to hear about your mom. Actually, I went through the same thing a few years back, so I know it's not easy.
Yeah, it's not easy, man. But hey, I'm doing the best I can, and that's all the spirit requires of us at the moment. So doing the best we can. But I do appreciate that so much, and it's nice to know that somebody else goes through it. It's always nice to have, somebody saying, hey, I went through it, and you can get through it. It's always nice to have that. So I appreciate you mentioning that. How can I help you today?
My girlfriend Donna and I have been having some issues lately, and yesterday we had a big blowout. I'm just trying to see if her and I are going to stay together. Is this it? What's, where am I looking?
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to tell you what Spirit is showing me, and I don't know for sure if this is what you're, so just remember, I'm just the messenger, okay?
Sure.
Honestly, I'm going to tell you, I don't see this working out. I just feel like it's done, and I really am sorry. But the one thing I'll tell you, Don, it's better knowing that than to keep putting energy into something that just isn't going to work.
Right.
Sometimes we don't know why things don't work out the way we want. I've been there. I understand that. And so, but there is somebody better down the road for you, coming up pretty quick, actually. It looks like about December that this person's popping in here. And then next year, you develop in this relationship with them. And I do feel like that the next relationship you go into is that one person that you've been looking for and wanting in your life. So I will tell you that your twin flame is right down the road and coming. This person just isn't that. Now, can a friendship be salvageable out of this? Possible. But as far as what you're wanting and what you're needing in your life, I just don't feel like that this person is it. Because this has been rocky for a while. I mean, this is just not, something that just happened. This is been a rocky relationship, and so now it's totally blown up right now. So my advice to you, of course, you can do whatever you want. You got free will and free choice. But my advice to you is to really consider moving on, you know, because I just feel like that you're just wasting a lot of energy on this relationship and trying to make it work into something it won't ever be. So, all right.
Okay.
You know, I'm sorry to tell you that, man. I really am, but hopefully, you know, that helps.
It is what it is. All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day, okay?
You too. Thanks, bye.
Yeah, it is what it is, and I'm glad for your attitude, and, you know, it sucks, you know, sometimes to tell people, hey, it's not going to work out, and, you know, but I think that you call in here because you know that I'm going to just shoot straight with you, you know, and that's all you're ever going to get from me. I'm a straight shooter, and I just tell it as it is, and, you know, I hope that you don't get mad at me for that, and you know, I do the best I can, and that's all I can do. But I can always guarantee you this, that whatever I tell you is coming from spirit, and it might not always be what you want to hear, and I know that it hurts when we don't hear that. I've been on the other end. I've been on the other end calling a reader and asking a question about a relationship, and, you know, they said, Michael, it's not going to work out. I got mad. I was angry. So I understand. I've been on the other end of this. And so, but I do believe that you want me to shoot straight with you, and that's all you'll ever get here. Let's talk to Jill and see what's on. Oh, well, hold on, Jill. You're not. Okay. Somehow I've got confused here. Okay. Let's go ahead and talk to Kimberly. Kimberly, hi.
Oh, hi. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Okay.
You know, I told you about that, I told you, earlier that I got a job in, Georgia. Found out. And I went there yesterday, found out that I was going to be teaching classes, and I don't have a real room yet, and I'm going to be teaching a class that I've never taught before, and I'm a little, like you were saying earlier, I'm a little disappointed right now.
Right.
So.
Yeah, and that's understandable. You know, if we don't get what we want, then we get a little... you know, ticked off, and but the one thing I will tell you, Kimberly, you know, you're looking at it all wrong here, okay? And
the one
thing I want to tell you is look at it as, okay, maybe it's not the ideal situation and it's not exactly what you thought was going to happen here, but that doesn't mean that what you thought was going to happen won't happen down the line, okay? But right now,
okay.
I believe that Spirit's putting you in that classroom for a very good reason, and it's to help some people there. Okay, there are some kids there that are going to really need you. Okay, and so you're qualified to help. You're qualified to do this. It's not exactly what you wanted, but it's exactly what Spirit wanted for you, and I think that you would rather have that. See the possibilities. You're going to be surprised. At the end of the year, you're going to go, wow, this was the best year ever. And you're going to see that. You know, right now, yeah, you got that human disappointment thing going on. That's okay. But don't stay in that human disappointed thing, okay? You know, I've been disappointed. I know how that feels. I think everybody listening to me has been there. You know, and so, but you are... I'm telling you, you are going to make such an impact on the lives that are going to be in that classroom that you're going to go, man, I am glad that Spirit did this. And so, you know, just see it that way, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right.
Okay.
Hopefully that helps.
Yes. I needed a different perspective. I really did.
Yeah. Yeah, well, hey, you know, yeah, and we do. You know, it's like right now, you know, like I was talking about, you know, with my mom. You know, my mom's not in the house anymore. So, you know,
right.
I could look at the perspective of, okay, of this huge loss, but she's still on our planet. She's just in a nursing facility, which she needs that help. But so we do got to change our perspective, and we've got to look at things differently. And
right.
So hopefully that helps you today. All right?
Yes. Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah. And that's what we got to do with any change. Anything that goes on in our lives, we you know, it's our perspective. You know, it goes back again to this thing with my mom. You know, right now I'm going through some stages of grief. And we're going to be talking about some of this here in a minute. But, you know, of how to deal with change, steps to change. But, you know, I woke up this morning and my spirit guide said, Michael, you're grieving. It's a loss. You know, I look around where I'm at right now and my mom's chair is empty. Her bed's empty. You know, I could look at, okay, I don't like this, and I don't like it, but it's changed, and I got to adapt. I got to get better with this, and I'm working on it. I'm dealing with it. I'm following the lead of spirit, and, you know, like I told my dad, you know, today, I said, you know, it's going to take some time. This is new. You know, this is a new change. This is new for us. But my mom is still on the planet, so that's an awesome thing. And I can still see her. There's a lot of people listening to my voice right now. Your mothers are not here. And I'm really sorry for that, but my mom is still here. And we got to just look at things differently. We got to change our perspective. We can see, you know, change as a bad thing, and we can get all mad and ticked off about it, and we can waste a whole bunch of energy, but it's not going to change anything. I want to repeat that again. I can be ticked off and mad as heck that my mom is not here right now. But it's not going to change the fact that she is not going to be here, because she won't be coming back here. And the sooner I can wrap my brain around that, and the sooner I can realize that, you know, things are going to be different, but they're going to be okay, then they're going to be okay. So maybe today you're going through changes of your own life. Maybe, you know, you just lost your job, or maybe you have to move, or, you know, or maybe in the process of moving, or, you know, change. We're going through change, my friends, like crazy. And the last, since the year began, actually it started last year, actually. I actually believe it started in 2010. But we have been on a roller coaster of change. You're changing constantly inside of you, and for a lot of you, it is driving you a little bonkers. Don't go bonkers. Okay? It's just change. Our planet's going through change. We're going through change. Okay? Let's pray right now, because I feel like that we need to. If you guys have been following the news, there have been some embassies. Most of our embassies, the United States embassies, are closed in the Middle East and several other places as well. There has been a terrorist threat. And so we are going to pray right now. I don't understand people that hate people. I don't get it. But there just are people that don't get us, and maybe we don't get them either, and that causes some hostility. And I'm saying that maybe both parties are a little guilty of beating drums sometimes. But there is a threat, and it's a vital threat. And so we're going to pray right now, because there's a lot of people that work in embassies in the United States and different countries, And, you know, just not our embassies are being threatened. A whole bunch of other embassies are being threatened as well. And so this is a global threat. And so let's go ahead and pray and white light every embassy, not just ours, but every embassy of every country there is. But let's focus on the United States and then every other embassy. Let's white light every embassy of every country from all over the world. We're going to be quiet when we do this. So we're going to do it right now. Father, Mother, God, I just pray right now for every embassy that's represented by every country on our planet. And I pray that you would keep them safe. That right now that you would put angels around every embassy of the world. I don't understand people that hate people. I don't get it, and I don't think you get it either. But Father, Mother, God, right now I pray that you would cover every embassy and every embassy worker in their homes and in their cars, and just, can you just do away with violence? I just speak peace into every person on our planet right now. I speak peace into every heart, no matter what. I speak peace into your heart right now. I speak peace. We say namaste and we say amen. All right, let's go ahead and say hi to Jill. Jill, thank you so much for calling in today. How can I help you?
Hi, Michael. Thank you. I'm just wondering if you have a message for me. You give excellent messages.
Okay. Let me go ahead and pull some cards really quick for you, okay? And let's see what's going
on. Okay,
because
you're, like, right on with your messages.
All right. The very first card I pulled for you comes from my guide deck. It's the Lost Love card. Surrender, healing, and release. I still feel like that there's still some emotional baggage that you're hanging on to. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Yeah. And I feel like it's right at surface here, Joe. I just feel like it's ready to pop out of there and get rid of it. But you're going, I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to face it. I don't want to let go of it. But you got to let go of it so Spirit can bless you. So, you know, release that, surrender it, you know, give it to Spirit. Spirit will help you through it. You know, one thing I'm learning, Jill, in my own life is that Spirit will not put any more on us than we can bear. You know that? Spirit's not going to put, you know, sometimes it feels like, whoa, I you know, could you ease up a little bit, Spirit? Because I don't know about this. But, you know, because sometimes it feels like that we're just under the gun sometimes. But, you know, the one thing that I love in the next card is the Rising Above card, and it talks about clarity, freedom, and solution. So you're going to have that clarity, you're going to have that freedom, and you're definitely going to have a solution to the problems that you're facing right now. And so, you know, don't second guess yourself. I think that what the Spirit showed me, Jill, here, is that you second guess yourself. Okay, you make a decision, and then you go, I'm not so sure about it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. You make it, and then you go, I don't know. Follow your intuition. Follow that gut. You know, Michael Mapes was here the other day, and he was talking about, you know, trusting that intuition inside of us. And so you got to trust that. You know, it's there for a reason. And it's led you this far. It's not going to let you down now. So trust that and just keep on moving forward, okay?
And, you know, the thing, and I don't know if other people make this mistake, but, you know, it's like I have to change up relationships with people.
Right.
And I let people get away with too much stuff because they have good qualities and they've also done good things, but then the
right.
other things that are, like, really not good for me,
right.
that's where I flip-flop.
Yeah, and that's hard. It's really hard. Especially, you know, I've had this in my own life. You know, I've had people around me that, you know, I almost saw like a brother or a sister. And then I had to You know, as Chris said, you know, it's time to let them move on. You know, it you know, they're not for your higher good anymore. And it's hard to step away from that. And, you know, and it's hard to follow the leading of Spirit sometimes. But, you know, you got to go with that feeling, and you got to keep on moving, because if we just stay stuck, you know, if we just stay in those comfort zones, then we're going to stay stuck, and we're never going to move forward, and we're never going to experience new things or new people if we're just hanging around the same old, same old. And so we just got to keep on moving forward. All right? And I appreciate you.
Thank you. Once again, you're excellent and right on the money. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
You too.
All right, let's go ahead and we're going to go ahead and talk to Woody at the moment. Hi. Oh, hold on, Woody. There you go. Hi.
Hi, Michael. How you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you doing?
Okay, I'm here. My question is, what changes are you coming for me? Message you have.
Okay. How's the music stuff going? Because I see a lot of good changes coming up, positive things coming up, but... is that working out a little better, or is it still struggling?
The friend I'm working with, I found a person that wanted to be his manager, and I've been trying to contact the radio station, and
uh-huh.
I send the materials, but I haven't heard nothing yet.
Okay, you should be hearing from them next week. It looks like to me what I'm seeing right here, Woody, in my vision. Looks like probably towards the end of the week, I would put it about Thursday or Friday here. You know, I'm hoping that it could be a little sooner, but I'm saying at least by the end of next business week, you should hear something on this from the radio station. I would give them a call on Monday and, you know, maybe, you know, pester them a little bit. I'll just let them know that you're still there. Waiting to hear from them, but, you know, you should hear something by Friday from them. And, you know, I only see good things here, Woody, and I know, you know, Spirit knows that this has been a slow process, okay? It's almost like sometimes, very slow process here with this, but it is going to work out, so don't get frustrated here. This is what you've been called to do. And so just keep following your path. That's all I got to tell you. You know, a lot of times we get discouraged when that path is not moving as fast as we think it should. And so the one thing that I would tell you, really watch that here, okay? Because I really feel like that in the next year here, Woody, and as you go out of this year, I really feel like the things are about ready to take off here. It feels like, you know, it feels like that they're getting ready to push you out onto the launching pad here, and then the launching pad is going to take a little bit, but, you know, there is a countdown coming where you guys do launch, and I really feel like that's next year. I really feel like that next year is the year that you guys are really going to see what you want with this happening, okay? And so just hang in there. I know it's a little frustrating, but hang in there, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Woody, for calling today.
Thank you.
No problem. We all do that. I've been there. You know, I've started projects and I think, man, you know, it's not moving exactly the way that I think it should move. You hear that word? You hear that? The way I think that it should go. You know, the one thing that I'm learning in my own life is that I'm not in control of it. Not really. Spirit's in control. Spirit's in control of everything. You know, Michael tries to get underneath that hood, and I try to tinker around with stuff, but a lot of times I don't know what I'm tinkering around with, and I get in the mix, and then when I get in the mix, things get messed up. Have you ever been there? You know, it's like, right now, I have a car that is sitting out in the driveway. It's not running. But I really don't know anything about mechanics. I know that if I go out there and I turn the key and it don't start, then there's something wrong with it. But I also am smart enough to know that I better not get underneath that hood because I don't know what I'm doing. we need is Spirit to get underneath our hood. Because Spirit knows what to do in our lives, and Spirit knows what's best for us. And if we can just let go of control, and if we can just relinquish what we think that we have power to Spirit within us, there's no stopping us, guys. You know, I know a lot of us are afraid of change, but I hate to tell you, change is here. You can't fight it. It's here. And we're constantly changing. Situations are constantly changing. And we can get pissed off, and we can scream, and we can cuss, and we can rave, but it's not going to change anything. It's just going to give us high blood pressure, which could change things again by putting us in the hospital or putting us in the ground. We got to learn how to adapt. Here in a few seconds, I'm going to start talking about change and how we can do this better. Okay? So 847 is going to be my last call, Rose, as far as I know for right now. Let Rose get done talking to this call, and then we'll get this call on here with us. And in the meanwhile, if you would like to drop me an email, you can do that by writing us at youareawakening@gmail.com is the official email for me. Do not use insightswithmichael@ymail.com anymore. If you've been trying to use that email address, is no longer working. It has been deleted. It is gone. There was a problem with that account. I deleted it, got rid of it, and so the only email address for me and for the business here is youareawakening@gmail.com. It is youareawakening@gmail.com. youareawakening@gmail.com is the only email address for me. All right. So let's talk to you, Savannah. So hi. Hello. Are you there? Okay. 847. All right, I don't have that call. Rose, can you hear me? Let's talk to Rose for a minute. Hi, Rose.
Hello, yes, I can hear you.
Okay, I don't know. I can't get that call. So I'll try again and see, but I don't know why I can't get them all.
I don't know. I'm telling you, I'm living in retrograde. What can I tell you?
I know. Hey, we're a little lax. But, hey, do you have any questions that you have for me? I felt like I was supposed to get you on air with me. So is there anything you want to ask for today?
Maybe if you could just give me a general message about what's coming up for me, that'd be wonderful.
Okay, let's go ahead and pull some cards for you. And also, by the way, I'll check that call again, but that will be my last call of the day. We're going to go ahead and get ready to go into some teaching. So let's go ahead and pull some cards. I'm going to shuffle some cards here. Real quick here. And let's go ahead and pull some cards. Okay, Night Wind card, facing fear, subconscious release, and healing. You know, right now, you're in a place of change. Definitely a lot of stuff going on in just the last few days where you live, with work, just everything. And everything's in an upheaval. The energies right there right now are going to be all crazy. I'm going to just tell you. A lot of people are nervous. When places change hands, people get a little nervous. So be aware of that energy, okay? And, you know, it's fear. It's change. You know, nobody knows what's going to happen. And so, and also you're getting ready to move home. And so that's a good thing. That's an awesome thing. But again, there's fear of how am I going to get there, you know, is the car going to make it, da-da-da-da-da. Okay, your car's going to make it, keep seeing your car making it. Okay, it made it there, it's going to make it home. okay?
Right.
So face the fears, release a lot of these fears are in your subconscious here, Rose. So ask your angels to help heal that. A lot of people say that we can't do anything about our subconscious. I don't agree with that. I believe that we can. And you know, I don't believe that I serve a spirit that's limited. So I would ask your angels to help you release any fears that are there that are stopping you from your future. You know, anything that's on that level that needs healing. And the next card, awesome card, that's the card I'm going to end with, is the Eternal Love card. Happiness, harmony, fulfillment. I love those words.
Me too. Can you repeat those?
Yeah. Happiness, harmony, and fulfillment. That's what's coming. That's what's coming. And it's right around the bend here. Yeah, of course you're going to have to get home, but you're going to finally have that. You're going to finally, for the first time in your life, Rose, I'm so excited for you because the first time in your life, towards the end of this year, you're going to be in a place of harmony. You're going to have that moment, you know, and that's just so awesome. You know, as your friend, it's so awesome for me to see that for you. As a reader, it's awesome to see that for you as well. But happiness, harmony, and fulfillment is on its way. Just keep moving forward, okay? Don't let your fear keep you prisoner in a place that you don't want to be, okay?
Okay. I'm going to listen to this again. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Let's talk to Susie. She disappeared, and now she's back. Okay. Oh. Hi, Susie.
Hi, Michael. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you, and how can I help you today?
The one thing that I really love about you and your show is that we're in the right here, right now moment. You always take the time to pray for whatever cause it is, and that's much appreciated, really.
Yeah, well, you know, we're living in a crazy time, you know, and every... Our planet needs our prayers. Everybody needs prayer. And so, you know, we just all need that. So how can I help you today? You got a question or?
No, not really. I just wanted to check in on you and see how you're doing.
Let me go ahead and pull a couple cards for you, Susie. I feel like the Spirit wants me to, okay? Let's see what Spirit has to say. The Amethyst card. Pops up here, transformation, certainty, and confidence. I know that right now you're going through a lot of stuff, a lot of changes, you know, on a personal level. You know, your living situation's not ideal, you know, all kinds of craziness going on. But the one that I'll tell you, this card, and the Amethyst as a crystal is a protection crystal. And so Spirit wants me to tell you that you're protected, that you're watched over. I feel like that maybe a little bit of insecurity is sneaking in here. And so, but transformation, certainty, and confidence, work in that, stand in that. Everything, you know, that we've talked about over a period of time here, Susie, is still in play, okay? And so it's just not working totally fast in play, but it's still in play. And so that's a good thing. We'd rather it still be in play and not be employed. Follow what I'm saying?
Right.
So at least it's still there. And so we're gonna have to let it transform as it will. And turn into that beautiful butterfly that it will, including yourself. You know, right now I do feel a little bit depression around you. I do feel a little bit down in the dumps. There's a lot of frustration. I can feel that as well. So don't drown in that place. You know, there's a saying that they play on the radio here. Right now we have a flood warning, and they say, you know, turn around, don't drown. And so what I would tell you right now, your emotion is right there, okay? And so what you need to do is don't go and drown in them. Turn around and start manifesting a better and a different result than what you're getting right now. You got the power inside of you, Susie. to turn this around. And I got another card that tells me that God is the creation. Actually, is the card. And you know, I believe that we are our creators. We are a co-creator, and we are creating what we want in our lives. Again, the word transformation is on this card. So I got two cards with the same word telling me that you're in a place of transformation. This too shall pass. Okay? And so just keep that in mind. Just be careful you don't drown in your emotions right now, okay? You are going into a better place ahead, all right? Things are going to really turn around here, and I appreciate you calling in today, okay?
Hey, Michael, no matter how many times, and I do ground and protect twice a day,
right.
I do it as I do myself. I'm sending that to my son as well in Afghanistan.
Right.
And sometimes it just doesn't even seem like it's enough. But
yeah. Well, let's pray for your son right now.
Thank you.
Because I know that this is worrying you, this is stressing you out. If I had a son that was serving our country right now, I think I'd be a little stressed out as well. But let's not stress out. Let's just trust, okay? Do you mind if we have his name, his first name?
His name is Alan.
Alan, okay. Let's go ahead and everybody, please pray along with us, and let's just cover Alan with white light and everybody that's serving with him, and let's just cover him right now. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for Susie B, and we thank you for her son, and for him serving our country. That's awesome. And right now, she is worried about him, which is understandable, stressing out about him, understandable. But Father, Mother, God, right now, we just put him in your hands. We place Alan in your hands. We place him right there with you, because he's with you, because you're in him. And right now, cover him, cover the people that serve with him, with angels. Even if they don't believe in him, it don't matter. Cover them right now. They're in harm's way, yes, but we pray that you would keep them all safe. And Father, Mother, God, bring them all home sound and fit. We thank you for it, and we say namaste, and we say amen. All right, CBA,
thank you so much
for calling in. All right.
Thank you.
Keep in touch with me. All right, bye-bye.
Yes, I will. Love you, Michael.
Love you, too. All right, bye-bye. All right. So we're done with calls for today. Our phone lines are closed, and we do appreciate all the callers. And so phone lines are closed at the moment. I might open them up again if I have time. But we're going to start talking about dealing with change. I'm going to give you 6 steps. Right? If you go to our show page here on Blog Talk Radio, you will see a link to the information that I'm reading from. This is not my stuff. This was written by other people, and so we give them credit where credit is due. But I found it today when I was looking for some stuff, and I just thought it was awesome. I'm probably going to add some of my own stuff and some of the Spirit's own stuff to this. But we're going to start with 6 steps for dealing with change. Number one, recognize that change involves loss. Okay? Even positive change, by the way. For example, a job loss, whether through layoff or career advancement, means losing coworkers, familiar routines and surroundings, and a reassuring feeling of, confidence. You know, a couple of years ago, I got laid off from a job. A lot of you are not working at the moment that are listening to me. Been unemployed for a while. And so it's scary sometimes. But I see that change for me being a positive thing, because now I do this full time and this is what I love to do, and I believe that this is what Spirit has called me to do. But, you know, there is a loss there, because I miss the people that I worked with. You know, I would visit with them, I'd eat lunch with them, you know, it was a familiar routine to me. So even though I really feel like that it's been a positive change for me, there's still that loss. Even right now with my mom's situation, you know, I know really deep down inside somewhere that this is going to be positive, and this is what's necessary for her to get the help that she needs. And she is in a safer place. And so I know that somewhere down the line this is going to be a positive change, and I'm going to see that. But right now, all I see is loss. That's all I'm seeing, because that's all I'm focused on. You know, it goes back to what I said earlier. It's our perspective. You know, we can focus on change being an awful thing. We can do that. But we also have to realize that there is a loss every time there's a change. There's a difference. We do lose something. But sometimes those are going to be positive down the line. So we just got to keep seeing that. All right. Number two, accept or reject the change. If the potential gains do not outweigh the losses, you may choose to reject the change. For example, all things considered, a particular promotion may not be appropriate for you at this time in your life. Okay. If the change is initiated by outside factors, layoff, death of a loved one, the option to reject the change may not be apparent. And that option may indeed not be preferred choice, but should be considered. This may lead to discovery of creative alternatives that would not otherwise be contemplated. Okay, let's break that down. Okay. I read stuff, but I like to bring it down to me and bring it down to you. And so let's just break it down. Okay. We can accept or reject change. Okay. But it's going to happen. Okay. That's what I'm getting from this. So, you know, we need to accept change. Everything is constantly changing. Look at our world, for example. In the last 4 years, since 2008, when we went through this economy crisis that we're still in some ways, that was a big change for a lot of us. A lot of people began losing their jobs. A lot of people began losing their homes. A lot of people began losing things. But the thing is, what we need to look at here, I believe, is what Spirit is telling me, is all we're seeing is that we're losing something, but are we gaining something? You know, in the last 2 years of my life, well, actually, been a little longer than that, I think. It's been about 4 years, 3 or 4 years, maybe 3 years, since I've lost my job that I used to go to every single day of my life. But I've gained a lot of stuff. I've gained, you know, more trust in Spirit to provide for me. I've had more times to reflect upon myself. I've had more time to work on the business that I do, which is read for people and to help people. So, yeah, it was an initial loss, yes. But I've gained so much. And probably more than I even realized. So we have to look at things differently. Our perspective has to be different. All right, number three. Approach change as a process. Don't expect instantly comfort with the change. Okay. This thing going on with my mom, it sucks. I'll just tell you. I'll just be honest with you. I don't like it. I don't. Right now, I don't like it. But, you know, I thought that, you know, once she was in the facility, you know, that I was going to be on board with this, and the bluebirds were going to sing, and butterflies were going to land, and the sun was going to shine every single day, and everything was going to be okay. I didn't realize that the house was going to be a little empty. You know, I didn't realize it was going to take a little bit to adjust to this. I thought, you know, it was going to be just, whoop, everything's going to be okay. But it's going to take some time, and it's going to take some adjusting on my part. And we, you know, so we have to approach change as a process. It's like a new pair of sneakers. That old pair is worn out. You know, the old pair is worn in and comfortable. We're used to it. We're comfortable with it. But it's ratty looking and starting to fall apart, and a new pair just doesn't feel right yet. But we know it will after a few days. I had that. You know, I had a pair of shoes that were falling apart, literally. A pair of tennis shoes, literally, falling apart. The rubber part of the shoe at the bottom was not fitting right anymore. It would flop when I walked. But I loved those shoes. I didn't want to get rid of them. I thought, okay, they still work. But every time I walked, you could hear the flop noise because it was broken. But a lot of you know that I don't do this thing really well, this change thing too much, but I'm doing better with it. Went to Colorado, had a great time, experienced some wonderful things. So I am coming out of that box. It's a process, though. It's a process, just like with you. You're coming out of your boxes, it's a process. You know, so, but I finally just thought, okay, I can't wear these shoes anymore, you know. They're falling literally apart. They are comfortable, yes, but they're falling apart. It's time for a new pair of shoes. So I went to the store, got me a new pair of shoes, put them on. I like the shoe, but you know, have you ever put on a new pair of shoes? They hurt for a few days because you're not used to them. They haven't adjusted to you. You haven't adjusted to them. It's a change. Okay. Some changes may be welcome, a new job, house, or child, and some may not. Going on without a loved one. Either way, change can be disoriented and uncomfortable or even painful initially, but this too shall pass. You know, I woke up this morning and my dad was a little upset about change with my mom and change in general, and now I know where I sort of get it. And, you know, and I told him, you know, I'm having a hard time with it too, but we'll get through it together. You know, but we have to give ourselves time. I think that a lot of times when we go through changes, my friend, we just think it's just going to be okay instantly. And if you've ever put a loved one in a nursing facility, it's hard. It's a loss. It's almost like a passing in some ways. At least that's how it's feeling to me at the moment. And typically there are stages that we move through, because Stephen told me, my spirit guide this morning told me, he said, Michael, you're grieving. You're going through the stages of grief, which is the Sarah the model, okay? So we're going to go shock, numbness, confusion, disorientation. It's like when I lost my job, when I got laid off. There was a little bit of shock. There was a little bit of that numbness. I was disoriented. I thought, okay, what's going to happen next? You know, it's like this thing with my mom. You know, it's like, whoa, what? You know, when it was first presented to me, and that this was a step that we were going to have to take, and it is a necessary step, my friends. It is necessary. My mom has dementia and Parkinson's, and things are just not going to get any better, unfortunately for her. So this is a necessary step. I know that, but I'm still in that disoriented phase of grieving here. And so maybe you are too with a lot of things in your own life. Maybe you're in that shock. Oh my gosh, what just happened? You know. And so let yourself be there. Then there's the anger phase. Tell you, I'm pissed off. I do not like it. I tell myself every single day, I don't like this. I know I'm going to have to change that because it's my perspective. But it's okay for me to be a little angry right now. Be a little angry right now. I have to be where I'm at. And so it's okay if you're in a place of anger with change. It's okay because that's where you are right now. But this too shall change. Okay? Rejection, including denial or emotional impact. You know, there are days that I just, like, try to say, okay, this is not happening. At any moment, she's going to come back, and this is going to be not happening. Denial. I went through it when my grandmother passed. The worst passing for me so far in my life was my grandmother. A lot of you know that. I thought, okay, if I don't acknowledge it, it's not happening. We can stay there. We can try to pretend, but it's still happening. It's still there. It's still changing. We might as well get on board. Okay. But if you're in that place of denial of emotional impact, how it's impacting you. You know, one thing that my spirit guide told me today is feel what I'm feeling right now. You know, and so if you're going through change, all I can tell you is feel what you're feeling. Go through the stages. Go through shock. Go through anger. Go through rejection. Next one is acceptance. Not there yet. I'll get there. And then hope. Positive focus on the future. To see a future that's different. My mother, like I said, is still on planet Earth. That's a good thing. You know, there will be a day that she makes a transition, and then there's going to be another change in my life. So instead of looking at this negative, I need to start looking at this more positive. And looking at change being okay. Because I know really in my heart, like I said earlier, that this is the best thing for all of us. It's just going to take a little bit of time to create a different world without her being right here in this home. But I see her every single day. So it's not that big of a change. It's just a little change, right? Okay. Now, moving on. Number 4, developing a positive outcome. Negativity is a killer. Sometimes literally. Do you know that stress can kill you? Stress brought on by negative thoughts and actions can lead to a reduced immune system and a greater possibility of illness. We know that a lot of people on our planet are sick because they've stressed themselves to sick. Because they They can't adapt to change. They just don't know how to wrap their little heads around it. In the context of rising to the challenge of change, negative thoughts are paralyzing. Telling ourselves incorrectly that we can't do what we need to do. I can adjust to this. I can work through this with my mom and my dad and this whole situation. And I will. I know that with everything inside of me. So, yeah, maybe I'm a little upset. Maybe things are a little crazy right now with me. But I know that I'm going to get through this, and it's going to be for the best. I'm not stressing. I'm just trusting, or at least I'm trying. Turn those killer thoughts into more positive, more realistic dialogue. Practice the following process. Recognize. Realize that you're thinking negative. When I start having that moment when I walk in the living room here and I see that empty chair and that little thought comes, oh my God, I miss my mom. You know, I think, you know, she's still here. She's just a few blocks away. She's just not right here. She's safer. You know, I start telling my things positive, you know, thinking that she's safer, that she's actually happy. I talked to her, and she told me that she's happy where she is, and that's awesome, and that helps the whole process a whole lot better. If you knew my mom, my little temper comes from somebody, and I'll tell you, both of my parents are a little hothead, okay? And so it's nice to know that my mom's happy, and that does help with the process. Stop. You know, visualize a stop sign and tell yourself to stop. When you're having negative thoughts, just holler stop. Well, you know, when I'm bombarded with negative thoughts, and I have them just like you have them, sometimes I will scream to the top of my lungs, stop. It works, guys. It works. Because it does something up in your brain that just goes, you know, stops all that stuff. So next time you're feeling overwhelmed, go out in the field somewhere, you know, drive out in the country, and if you're feeling overwhelmed with negative thoughts, get in your car, scream at the top of your lungs, stop. See if it helps. Restate, reframe into a positive statement. Okay? Instead of saying something negative, change that into something positive. Reward. Even if it's just giving yourself a pat on the back. You know, the other day, with this situation, I thought, you know what? I'm going to go get me a piece of cake because I'm doing better with this. For me, nursing facilities are hard on me because I'm also an empath. We're going to be doing a show on that here soon about being an empath or being a sensitive and that. So I'm adjusting to that, and also I'm a medium, so you can realize that I'm picking up spirits when I'm there. So I'm doing a lot better with that, going there and spending some time with my mom. And so, you know, I thought, man, you know what, Michael, I'm really proud of you for doing this and for adapting to this a little better. And I'm doing a lot better with it than a lot of people thought I would. So, you know, I thought, hey, you know what, awesome. And so I thought, I'm going to go get me a little piece of cake and celebrate my little victory. And that's what we need to do. We need to celebrate our little victory. You know, when we have those moments that go, woohoo, yay, I did it. All right. Number 5, make a plan. Translate your positive attitude into a positive plan of action. As with any good plan, include short-term goals and timetables. What will you do and when will you do it? Review the plan regularly and revise as appropriate. Perhaps most important, develop a support system. Surround yourself with positive people who care about you and let them in. share the challenge you're facing, your stumbles, and your triumphs. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm sharing with you, my family, my Blog Talk family. I also have awesome people around me that Spirit put in place way before all of this happened. You know, one of my dear friends went through this with her parents, and I don't know what I would do without her support right now. I'm not going to mention her by name. She knows who she is, but, you know, I have awesome people. And if you want to drop me an email and you've been through this situation, I would love to email with you, you know, and I would love to, you know, talk to you. And, you know, the other thing that I did, there's really awesome support groups online. I actually belong to one right now. That deals with aging parents and situations like this, and so it's nice to have that support. And so, you know, if you're going through change, get support, get you a buddy. And if you need a buddy, you know, write me. I'll be your buddy. Promise. Help you any way I can. You know, we're all in this together, guys. Seriously, we're all going through change. We might not be going through the same change, but we're all going through change. And so if you need a buddy to help you through your period of change, get a reading from me. Let's figure out what's going on, what are you dealing with, the things that we need to work on to get you better. So www.insightwithmichael.com is how you do that. But if you just need a friend, you just want to holler at me, and write me an email, drop me in the line at my office at youareawakening@gmail.com, and I'll be your buddy, okay? Allow yourself to be flexible. You know, a lot of times we just get in a rut. You know, we think that everything should go a certain way and you know, things like that. But we need to be more flexible. We just need to say, you know what, okay, sir, what do you want to do right now, in this now moment? What do you want to do with me? What do you want to do in my life? What's our plan for today? You know, we got to be flexible. We just got to go with the flow at times. We just get too many boxes. You know, I went on a trip just a few weeks ago to Colorado. I didn't really know the people that I was going to stay with that well. You know, I didn't know what to expect. I was flexible. I just said, you know what, whatever is going to happen, it's just going to happen. And I think that journey and that trip actually really, now looking at it in this now moment, I think really in some ways prepared me for right now. Because I don't know from day to day what is going to happen, and neither do you in your life. You don't know what's going to happen from day to day. You know, as a reader, I can give you possibilities and I give you potentials, but you know, that's all they are. Our days change constantly. I don't know what's going to happen after I get off air here. But I know that the Spirit within me knows. And I just gotta trust that everything's going to work out according to what Spirit wants for my life. We are trying too much, my friends, trying to put Spirit in our boxes. Trying to make Spirit fit into our plan. Saying, well, Spirit, this is my plan. plan, and this is what I want to do, and this is how it's going to happen, and da, 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 da. We do not order spirit. Spirit directs us. Did you hear my wording? We don't order spirit. Spirit directs us. Do you know that spirit never orders us to do anything? They direct us, they nudge us, they guide us, but they will never, ever order us to do something. It's called free will. They sit back sometimes and probably scratch their heads and wonder why we make the choices we make sometimes. But you know that they're right there, and they don't judge us because maybe we get off path a little bit. One thing I love about spirit, they don't judge us if we screw up here or there. They know that we're in human forms, and these human forms sometimes are going to get in the way of our spiritual journey sometimes. They know that. Spirit put us in these human forms, so spirit knows that they're going to get in the way sometimes. But they're trying to adjust us to understand how to work better with the human form that we're in. Because you're one thing and one thing only. You are a spiritual being housed in this moment in time in a human form. That's what you are right now. You already are a spiritual being. You're not trying to become a spiritual being. You are a spiritual being. And what I mean by that is we are trying to awaken to that again. We're trying to learn how to work with that again. Like when I started learning how to drive, that was a long time ago, but I was 16 years old and was trying to learn how to drive a stick shift. My dad had a Ford Falcon. So we had a Ford Falcon and that was a good car. But I just didn't get how to shift because it was on the wheel there, on the steering wheel. And, you know, he'd say, push it that way and do this and that, and push the clutch and you have to push the brake and you have to do. There's just too many things for me to do. And I just thought, okay, can't we just get an automatic and just put it in drive? You know that's how we are with our spirituality sometimes. It's how we are with our life sometimes. You know, spirit saying, okay, I want you to do this, and you got to do that, and you got to shift this, and you got... And we're just saying, can we just already go ahead and just put it in drive? Can we just make it automatic? Life isn't automatic, guys. Life takes work. Life isn't automatic. You know, there's times that I wish it was, yes. But you know, there's times that I'm glad it's not. There's everything that I've gone through in my life has brought me into this now moment. Including what's going on with my mom right now, has brought me into this now moment. In this now moment, Spirit's blessing me and working with me and helping me grow. Without change, we don't grow. Without change, we'll be stuck. We can do Groundhog Day over and over, and the same day over and over, and do the same thing over and over. It gets boring. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of boring. I'm tired of the same old, really, honestly. I want change. Because with change comes growth for me. With change for you comes growth for you. Without it, we stay stuck. Without it, we don't grow. Without it, nothing ever is different. I want you to imagine right now your life, right now, this now moment, being the same every single day for the rest of your life. Right now. Isn't it scary? If every day repeated right now the same thing for the rest of your life, that wouldn't be any fun, would it? Even if your life is awesome and off the hook, it would be the same thing every single day. You would see the same people eat the same food, watch the same TV show, day in, day out. Boring. Well, I gotta say, boring. I had so much fun in Colorado. I was so flexible. I woke up every single day and said, okay, Spirit, what's the adventure today? What do you got for me today? What are you going to show me today? And then I got back here, and I sort of got stuck in the same old little rut thinking thing. You know, I'm going to get out of that, because today I'm going to say, okay, Spirit, what adventure awaits me? What do you got for me today? And I'm going to go experience that. And that's what I would tell you today. Let's begin the process of changing. Let's begin the process of accepting. Let's begin the process of growing. Let's begin the process of living. Yes. My world has changed. But it's not a bad thing. It's just a different thing. And it's just a thing that I have to get used to, just like changes that are going on in your life. They're not bad. We got to get out of that thinking to think that when something changes, automatically we go, oh my gosh, that's bad. We automatically go, oh my gosh, it's different, it's bad. Why? Do you know that everything in our life is different? Do you know that when we're born, you face a different thing every single moment? This whole world is new to you when you were born. You experience change constantly. And we will, my friend, I will tell you right now, from this moment on until the last breath that you take in these human forms, every single moment of your life is going to have change in it of some sort. We can fight it or we can accept it. So I accept change and I accept all that Spirit has for me. And I am so thankful for change, because in this change, in this period of my life, I will grow. And so will you in your period of change. Seasons come, seasons go. To every purpose and to everything, there is a purpose. To every time, to every season, there is a purpose. Sometimes it's hard for us to see that purpose. Sometimes it's hard for us to see how good it's going to come out of this. But if you look back at your life, you will see that the times of change have brought you into a place of amazing growth. There has been a lot of things that I have gone through in my life, and there have been a lot of changes, but a lot of those changes had to happen to bring me to this now moment. Because without those changes, I would not be on Blog Talk Radio. I would not be doing psychic readings. I would not be helping you, because I would have never got here. I'd still be stuck in my box. I'd be Mike in the box waiting for somebody to crank it for me to pop out and go, whoo, here I am. I don't want to be Mike in a box. And I don't think that you want to be Susie in a box or Rose in a box or Dan in a box or John in a box or whoever in a box. Let's get out of our boxes. Let's be flexible. Let's be flexible. Okay? Thank you so much for being a part of the program today. Rose, really quick, you want to screen those two calls? I will take them. We got a little bit of time. I will try to squeeze them in here. So can you screen those calls for me, please? We'll see if Rose will screen those for me. And if we don't get you on, then I apologize, but we'll try to get you on there. But the one thing I will tell you is, you know, just be open and be flexible and just go with the flow. It works a whole lot better. Let me just click on some of these really quick. I don't know. Rose might have to go somewhere. Let's say hi to whoever's on the other end of 610. Hi. Hello?
Hello?
You're on air. How can I help you? Really quick. I'm running out of time.
Yes, I'm calling because I'm kind of a bit stressed right now because I wanted to get into this nursing school.
Okay.
That guys are trying to get into for this fall, and I wanted to see how do you see anything turning out for me?
I definitely do. I can feel the frustration, and I understand that. But I definitely see it working out for you. So, you know, just keep, you know, like I told people before, you know, manifest it, see it, and believe it for yourself. But I definitely see that. You should hear something on this. Looks like to me, with what I'm seeing right now, my vision here, looks like you should hear something at least by the end of this month, if not sooner, on this. But I definitely feel like that you'll be going to nursing school. This is your calling, and this is what Spirit has put in your life. So I definitely see that for you. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. You hang in there, okay? All right, bye-bye. All right, let's go ahead and let's just click on some of these calls really quick and try to get some people on there before I have to say goodbye. 865, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. You're on air really quick. We're running out of time. How can I help?
Thank you, Mike. I love what you were saying about changes coming forward. Speaking of changes, do you see my house selling within the next few weeks?
Yeah, it's gone. Yeah.
Okay.
That was quick. So, I saw a for sale sign in front of the house, and then I sold a sold sign on the top of that for sale sign. That's what we want to see, sold. So manifest that, see that house sold. I would say by the end of August, that house is gone. And you are going to get the price that you want for it.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, love, and you have a beautiful day. And thank you for telling everyone about changes not being frightening.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Without change, we would still be stuck, and I'm glad I'm not stuck. So, all right. Thank you.
That's exactly it. Blessing. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah. Let's go ahead and try to get a couple more calls in here really quick. 615, you're on air with me. Really quick, hi.
Hi. I was just wondering if you see my husband and I being able to buy the house that we're in.
Definitely yes. Why are you doubting this? I have a question. Why are you doubting this? Because I feel a lot of doubt on your part on this.
Only because our credit is terrible.
Right.
And
yeah,
our owner wants to sell us the house, but I'm not exactly sure how to go about it.
Right.
But we've got the house.
Yeah. I believe that the house is going to be yours. You know, Spirit can do all kinds of amazing things, and you know, there are things out there that will work with people that, you know, don't have, you know, that great credit rating thing. There's a lot of people that don't have that great credit rating thing. You know, I believe that Spirit wants you in that house. So if Spirit wants you in that house, Spirit will make it work. Okay? So just trust
Spirit. Awesome. Thanks so much.
Because I definitely see you there. All right? All
right. Awesome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
No problem. All right. My last call. Phone lines are closed. 201, you're it. Please. Really quick here. Hi.
Hi. I just was wondering if you see my friend Chin and I working things out.
Yeah, definitely. Was there like a big, huge fight? Why did I see
It was
fight?
A weird falling out a few months
yeah.
ago.
Yeah. And they're really upset with you at the moment, but that doesn't mean that that won't change. And I believe it will change. So I would see it working out. Have you taken a step towards them to try to fix this?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And so they just haven't replied back yet, or?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's been
not in a positive
a few,
way yet.
Few months.
Yeah.
It was
my sister. Yeah. I really feel like that things can work out here, and you know, just give it some more time. You know, keep reaching out, try to keep doing your part. You know, don't be pushy on it, but you know, just you know, let her know that you know that you want to patch this up and make things right, okay? And I believe that if you keep putting that energy out there, that energy will be honored, and this will work out. All right.
Everything will be okay.
Yeah, I definitely see it. It's going to take some time, you know, it's not going to be tomorrow, you know, but you know that it's going to take a little bit of time, but it will work out eventually, okay? So hang in
okay.
there, all right?
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you.
No problem. All right, appreciate you guys calling in today, and I'm glad that I could get those squeezed in here. You know, because I try to do my best to help everybody, what I do. We got some... got a few more minutes here with you. We're done with calls for today, but phone lines are closed, and I'm not going to take any more calls today. But the one thing that I want to tell you, we have some awesome people coming up. I'm on tomorrow, by the way. When am I on tomorrow? Let's go to my website and find out. I don't even know if it's on the website thing. I don't think it's on the website thing yet. But I'm on tomorrow, 11:30 a.m. Central. I'm going to be talking about a subject that a lot of people don't want to talk about, don't want to even realize it's on our planet. Unfortunately, a lot of people want to stick their heads in the sand and just go, oh, this doesn't exist, and I don't know why we're talking about it. We're talking about it because we need to change it. And what we're going to be talking about, a few months ago, I talked about domestic violence, and it really helped a lot of people, and you appreciated it. There's a lot of our kids that are getting ready to go back to school. August is back to school month for a lot of people. A lot of our little people are getting ready to go back there. And for a lot of them, school's not a friendly place. I'm going to be sharing tomorrow about my own journey with school. and how I healed a lot of stuff in my own life. And we're going to be talking about the B word, bullying. How we can help. How we can stop bullying. Michael Mapes was with us the other day, and one of his causes is to see bullying going away. And me and him talked after the program, and you know, we agree that that's one thing that needs to go away. So, if you have children, don't miss tomorrow's program, 11:30 a.m. No More Bullying is what it's called. We'll be talking about that tomorrow, 11:30 a.m., unless I move that show up a little bit. Right now, it's scheduled for 11:30. So that's Central Time. And then Monday, Steve Spurr, the Psychic Cowboy, will be with us. And then I'll be back on there on Wednesday, talking about something, and then let's see, we have Karen Moore coming up. Oh, we do have a guest on Friday. She's not on the schedule either, but we do have a guest right up on that Friday, next Friday. We'll get you her information. But I have some awesome people coming up, like I said. So we're looking forward to all that Spirit has in store for us up ahead. And so, you know, don't miss a program. I'm excited about August. I don't know. I just feel like that August is going to be that month for us that we finally step into who we truly are. I don't know why I feel that. I just do. You know, I think that you and I are ready to step into who we really, truly are and want to be, which are spiritual beings. I think we're ready to do the work to get past the roadblocks. Michael mentioned this the other day when he was on air with me. You know, we need to make an investment into our future. If you're ready to make an investment into your future, and if you're ready to find real answers, you know, the readings that I do go straight to the heart of your problem. I don't know how it happens. I don't know how it works, but they do. A full reading with me, you know, is amazing. I'm not just blowing my own horn. It's just a fact, guys. You know, don't take my word for it. Call up some of the people that I've read for. I'll give you information about testimonials of other people. But, you know, I think that you're ready to see your life turn around. I think you're ready for change. And if you're ready for change, go to my website. Go to www.insightswithmichael.com. Make an investment into your future by setting up a reading with me. Let's look at what is holding you up. There's some really cool things that are coming up here that I'm working on that I'm going to offer you. Some package deals that are coming up here. Hopefully I'll have them up here pretty quick. There's just some really awesome things that Spirit's about to do. Over on our website is going to change a little bit here in the near future as well. A lot of it's just busy work for me right now. Stephen told me to keep busy, so the websites are going to change a little bit. Busy work, guys. And so, but they're going to be awesome. Once we get the new site up, there's going to be a page where Stephen, my spirit guide, will have channel messages. It's okay, Rose. I knew that you were working, so sorry. So there's going to be some channel messages there. We're going to have a blog that shares a little bit of my journey with you every single day. And some really cool things coming up, guys. So I want to say thank you for being a part of my life. And thank you for sharing your life with me and allowing me to share my life with you. Because we're all in this together. We are a part of one another, and we're a part of a bigger picture, and we need to see that. We need to accept that, and we need to step into it. Oh, my land. We need to just move forward. So let's get past our fears. Let's get past those roadblocks. www.insightswithmichael.com. Set up a reading with me. I got time to do readings today, actually. There was a reason my spirit said, Michael, normally I have a 24-hour notice to do readings with me. But I woke up this morning and spirit said, Michael, go in, change that for today. You know, make yourself available today because there is somebody that needs you today. That's what spirit told me. And so if you're that person, there might be more than one. If you're feeling like you need a reading with me, go to my website. Don't miss this moment. Because this moment, my friend, could be that turnaround for you. Maybe you're feeling stuck today. Maybe you're feeling frustrated today. Maybe you're like I am sometimes. Just want to throw something across the room and just say, what the? If you're there, let me help you. Reach out. I can't reach out to you, but you can reach out to me. www.insightswithmichael.com. Don't let this turnaround moment miss you. Don't let this miracle moment miss you. I just feel like that there's somebody listening to me right now that you need a reading. I don't really push this a lot. But there's a reason I'm talking like this because I can just feel it. You need a miracle. You need a breakthrough. If this is you, go to my website. Don't miss this moment. There's a reason that Spirit woke me up this morning and told me to do that. You know, so if this is for you, don't let it pass you by, okay? You know, I love you guys so much. And thank you for your prayers. Continue to pray for me. Continue to pray for my family as we make these transitions into change. And we'll do the same for you as you make your transitions into your own changes. Prayer changes things. You know, somebody needs to figure out, maybe I should have a contest. That's what we're going to do. We're going to have a contest. The contest is this. How many times, and I'm going to have to listen to the show to find the answer, but how many times on this program have I said the word change? If you come up with the correct number, and I'm going to listen to the show, I'm going to count them myself. If you do the work and you come up with the correct number of how many times that I've said the word change today, I will give you an hour reading with me. The $100 value, I will give it to you for free. The first person that sends me an email, let's do it that way. The first person that sends me an email with the correct number of times that I've said the word change today, you'll get an hour reading with me. All right? I know. It's going to take some work. But hey, I'm telling you, it's worth it. It's a $100 value, guys. 60 minutes. So do the work. All right. First one. First email. And I'll have to check it. I have to listen to the show. Okay? So, you know, we need to be the change we want to see in the world today. So let's be that change, okay? All right. I know. There's a lot of those, I'm sure. So, all right, count them. All right. Have a great day, guys. And you be you, I'll be me, and together we'll get there. Websites again, www.insightswithmichael.com. Set up a reading with me, www.spiritualtalkradio.net. You can listen to past guests there. You can also see who's coming up, what's coming up, all that stuff over there. So check it out, www.insightswithmichael.com, www.spiritualtalkradio.net. All right, email address, youareawakening@gmail.com. Namaste, my friends. You be you, I'll be me, and together we will get there. Thank you so much for being a part of Spiritual Talk Radio today. And I'm saying bye-bye. I'll see you guys later. Have a great day.
One, two, three, four. Moving down the line comes a train of sorrow, crossing on your heart and mind, where it stops a while. You can buy your ticket now for a sad tomorrow. It's a long way down the line till you find your way. Hold on and we can make it together. Sunshine is gonna clear up the weather. Better days are coming. From day to day, someone's there to watch us. You can ease your tired soul if you raise your head. Riding over rocky ground makes you kind of wonder if you're gonna make it last through another day. Hold on, we can make it together. Clear up the weather. Better days are coming. Better days are coming. Time for a celebration. There'll be a new tomorrow. Time for a jubilation. Jump off the train of sorrow. Be a brighter morning if you can tell this story. Ride on a train of glory, not on the train of sorrow. No, 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 no. Celebration.